Episode 569.
Nice.
Giggity.
Thank you all for listening to episode 568. The pod plays Fortnite 4, Grayson's debut. I am Grayson's dad, here with my co-host.
Grayson's uncle.
And Grayson's half-brother.
But no Grayson. Thank you to Wes Anderson for moments of time. Check him out on Facebook, Wes Anderson Music. Give him a follow on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Songs by Wes. Thank you to All Wear Clothing. Visit allwearclothing.com, mention Overline Podcast, and Brandon will hook you up with that deal. Thank you to Crandall's Quality Landscaping. Give Sean a call, 419-704-5471. Serves the Toledo and surrounding areas, and not
Dover, Delaware.
Is that where the race is?
Damn tootin'.
Well, thank you, Sean. Yeah, I can't wait to talk about that video you sent me. Holy shit. Thank you to, who else do we got? Grey Key Merch. We're out there doing a lot of merch. First three weekends, been clanging and banging. Sold a lot of t-shirts this weekend. It was a good time down in Ashland, Kentucky. And we're heading to, where are we headed to? Penn State this weekend. So looking forward to seeing some people. And we got some, then we get a week off. And then we're back out again in Georgia. And we'll have a new father bird within the next week. And that'll be good. And then we have a couple weeks off again. And then we're gone for what, Parrot? 5 weeks? Five weekends? Sir. But yep, we're going to we're spending some time in Florida. Got a lot of people coming down. Going to go see my mom and take, you know, we're going to get some golf. We're throwing clubs in the trailer. We're going to go play some golf. And then we're also going to maybe hit up a beach. We don't know. But we're going to Universal for sure. Taking the crew there. Got to take them there.
Oh, yeah.
Universal's a fun place, too.
Mm-hmm. Be a good time. Take the crew. And it'd be a good trip. Couple shows at the same time, and then we'll be back, and then we're in Cleveland that following week because we got another show. So just
thankful we're not in Indiana that week instead.
What's in Indiana?
Well, it was tailgates, remember?
Oh, yeah. I'm happier we're in Florida. So we'll have a good time. So thank you, Grey Key Merch. Thank you, Paper Denim Art. Go to Facebook, check out Paper Denim Art. Tell Danny what you're looking for. She's going to hook you up with a beautiful piece of art at a reasonable price. Mention Overline Podcast. And again, she's going to hook you up with that deal. Thank you to Sparty Steve. And last but not least, Connell Barrett, datingtransformation.com.
And make sure you get to datingtransformation.com and get that free consultation from Connell when you mention Over the Line Podcast. And in the meantime, get to amazon.com and buy Connell's book, Dating Sucks, But You Don't.
So we now have a the only married man on the show, because I'm not married anymore.
Yeah.
The only married man. Can I call you Mr. V now?
No. Sorry.
All right, fine.
Sorry.
I didn't know which way you were going with that. If you were taking her, she was taking yours. So we have Mr. and Mrs. Bear.
That's right.
Love it.
That's right.
And your beautiful bride did look just that beautiful.
Oh, absolutely.
And you looked very dapper, my friend, and it was a beautiful thing, and I was glad to be a part of it, so thank you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you making it after your long day of travels. You looked like you were half dead, but you made it.
So yeah, I was half dead. I was ready to go.
I was happy you stayed awake that long.
I did it my best, and I told Kelly, I was like, look, I don't know how much longer I'm going to make it. And because, dude, I got home and passed out in my clothes, in my suit.
That doesn't surprise me. I mean, yeah, that's a bunch, man. It's a bunch.
Yeah, I slept 2 hours and that was it. And we worked long hours. And she's like, well, I got to see their dance. And I was like, we're going to stay for the dance. And you're like, well, if you're staying for the dance, you got to do the couples dance. It's right after. And we did.
You did. Yes, you did. And then you were good. That was perfect. That's all.
And I was like, all right, brother. Love you. I'm out.
Yeah, I do not blame you for that. It's just a long day for you, man. So I appreciate it. We appreciate it. Not just I. We appreciate it. So
yeah, it was awesome.
It was a good time.
Good to catch up with some people, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a great turnout. No drama. I love that. There shouldn't be, but you know how shit is. People are
family
that way. Yeah, there's everything. And there was none. So it was great. It was a perfect day. So yeah, we were very happy that Very happy everybody could be there. Obviously, if we could have had our way, we would have had everybody there. But
But it happens. And I was happy to see Dub always with two Miller Lights in his hand. That's the Dub I know. What? He just walked, what? Miller Lite? What?
Yeah, I was we got a when I paid for the bar bill, we got a nice I didn't think you guys would really get to that point. And I was like, I tried to tell you guys, I think there was like, I don't even know, maybe like 14 Millers left. There was, and I mean, that was the most drank beer. But yeah, a lot of the beers were gone. They had to do a big restock. We ran out of Tito's at about 7:30, which was her drink. So yeah, we ran out of Tito's. So I just pretty much let it go free game of everything else. And yeah, it was good. So did a good hurting on it. Venue was very appreciative of everything we did and enjoyed everybody. So they had a great time. Posted a lot of pictures on their website. So it was cool.
Yeah, that was a beautiful venue. Nice spot. Didn't even know it existed.
Yeah. As funny as my 93-year-old grandfather put, it is in the boondocks, but the nice boondocks.
I love
Made
that.
me laugh, but
Yeah, it was beautiful, and we're happy to be a part of it and do our part. So
yeah, and appreciate you guys letting me have a week off. Thanks, boss.
don't go. We played Fortnite. My kid was more happy than anything. I was like, oh, hey, we weren't going to do an episode, Grayson, but I forgot. I promised you that the next time Bear was off, we would play Fortnite. That dude lit up like a Christmas tree.
Good.
And did you happen to listen to the end of the last episode?
I told Parrot I didn't. I got busy yesterday, so that'll be on my to-do tomorrow.
Oh my gosh. It
I'm
was
working. Yeah, I'm working from home tomorrow, so I'll have
that.
time and
That
not be
kid, he
there.
ended the show for us. And it was the first time we ever won playing Fortnite. It took us four shows, and it's
Nice.
the first time we ever won, and we won with him.
Now you said you were hoping to do it on the show, and you guys did, so perfect.
And with him, he was like, I was like, we never won. He's like, oh, you will today. And he wasn't wrong.
I
We did
love it.
win.
I love it. Well,
Yeah,
that's great. Yeah.
it was a fun show, but we missed having you, and it's we got a lot that we did not cover. I know Parrot at the end of the show did mention that Scottie Scheffler won the Masters, and speaking of old Scottie, he won this past week again.
Yeah, he did it back to back weeks, another two in a row. He's going to take the next three off until the PGA Championship in Valhalla, where he will be the favorite. Undoubtedly, he's going to have a kid probably sometime this week, maybe the same day as Parrot, who knows. But yeah, man, Scotty goes back to back and he shot like 200 the first day and then just blew up. And he said it was from all the master stuff. He like decompressed and I think he had a double on the first or second hole or something like that, and then just ended up rolling. Dude is a machine, and he should never shave that awesome beard because I'm pretty sure every time he has the beard, I think he's like 5-1 or 5-0 when he rocks the beard the whole tournament. So I hope he keeps the beard rocking, and he looks like a badass.
It's
So
because he is a badass.
yeah, I hope he keeps rocking it. But yeah, man, Scotty is a beast. Now, it was nothing against Scotty. It was a no-cut tournament, so none of us missed the cut. Hey, look at that. We had a couple good finishes. Dub got a two out of Thegala. Gray got a three out of
Oh,
Patrick.
hey, I didn't even know where I fucking finished. That's great.
Yeah, got a three out of Cantlay. And Jeremy got a 10 out of Ludvig Åberg, who had a real good day. He came into the final round, tied second, and ended up shooting one over, unfortunately, to drop to 10th, but not bad. I got a 44 out of Corey Connors. He made a little bit of a comeback on Saturday, but shit the bet on Sunday. Parrot got a 43 out of Tommy Fleetwood, and Cody did not pick. So he got Nick Dunlap, who finished
69.
69. Nice. So this week, the old two-man tournament, the Zurich Classic of New Orleans, tournament that has played on the PGA Tour since the late 50s. Cool tournament because you don't get many team tournaments besides, Ryder Cup, President's Cup, shit like that. So, I enjoy it. The first round, the teams compete in four ball, which is best ball. So everyone uses their own ball. Teammate with the lowest score gets the score for that. In the second round, it's still foursomes, but it's alternate shot. So that'll be your Saturday or your Friday or your Thursday, Friday, excuse me. And then the top 33 teams will make the cut, which is 66 guys with ties. So, you know, only 33 teams are going to make it out of 80, maybe some more, obviously, with ties, which usually there are because this course is easy to score and it's a team tournament. So Saturday they're playing four ball again. And then let me see, what is Sunday? Sunday is teams will play a round of four ball on Saturday before finishing with another round of foursomes. So alternate shot on Sunday. So a cool little run. It'll be back to back on that. So it should make for a good week in the Big Easy of New Orleans. So your updated standings after the Masters and that. I have a slight lead, 32.8, over Gray, who is at 34.7. Jeremy coming up the rear at 37.4 right behind us. Parrot 41.2. Dub 44.6. Cody's out of it, 58.5. You know, he's going to make picks, but he'll get there one day. So this week I'm going a little bit off the beaten path, but I'm going with a guy who has been putting lights out, Taylor Moore. Putted amazing at the Masters and the couple weeks before that. Dude is just on fire with the flat stick. He's playing with Matthew Neesmith, who also can kind of light it up around there. So I think that should make for a good team. I think they finished top five here the last 2 years. Yeah, they finished actually fourth here the last 2 years, and they're going off at 45-1 in your local sports book. So give me Taylor Moore, Matthew Neesmith for another top five, maybe breakthrough for a win this week. Greg.
Yeah, man. I didn't do any research. I didn't even know what the fuck tournament was this week, if I'm being honest. So I had to just do some quick research and see guys that I haven't taken. So I am going to go with Tom Hoagie and Mav McNealy.
You are going with the Sandwich Man and the Maverick.
Damn right. Fly a plane.
Solid. Solid. But I think they're going off at 25-1. They've had success here as well the last couple of years. So should be a good team to contend with. Parrot.
I'm going with Colin Morikawa and Kurt Tiamo.
Yeah, I like it. Morikawa's playing some good golf, was there at the RBC. He finished top three. He was close. So him and Kitayama should make for a good team this week. Jeremy is taking the Irish tandem of Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry. Their first time teaming up at this event. They've teamed up in the Ryder Cup and President's Cup prior. So that should make for a good team. We all know Cody ain't making a pick, so he'll get the last place team. And Dub will get us a pick sometime tonight.
Yeah, hopefully Cody returns someday. Because we've got Jeopardy coming like in 3 or 4 weeks.
I was about to say, I know it's close. I know it's close.
If not, Parrot, we got you a partner. We know Shiv will do it.
So Shiv will be the team and I'll be the...
Well, but Jeremy's going to make sure that there's Parrot-related questions.
Fair enough.
What did Parrot do on his 6th birthday?
I don't even know.
Yeah, Parrot won't even know. We'll know before him.
Last year we were doing a show on my birthday because we ate at Red Robin, I think.
We did. You and I sat at the bar and I bought you dinner.
Yep.
Nice. Very nice.
It was very romantical.
It was. I like it. It's cute.
Yes, it was. Well, excuse me.
Love me some Red Robin.
Red Robin.
And then, yeah, Dega last week, man. What a crazy, crazy race. Was rather smooth, actually, for a while. You know, Bell had a wreck early, pretty much knocked him out. Didn't, you know, a couple other cars ran up, but didn't really cause too much damage. Coming out of the pits there in the last stage and six guys racing together, Nemechek got a little hot on Bubba's ass, made him lose control and took out Erik Jones from the back, and Jones took a massive hit in the wall. Scary, scary video of him.
I'm not okay.
Yeah. I mean, he sounded like, I hate to make a joke about it, but he sounded like Batman. I mean, Christian Bale Batman, just deep voice, I'm not okay. And then, there's just
I
silence.
need help.
Yeah.
Yeah,
It's like,
silence.
Jesus.
And he hit the wall kind of, I hate to say it, but he hit it like Earnhardt, man.
Yeah. I mean, that just shows you Hans' device and everything. I mean, it obviously
Still,
saved
take a
his life
fucking
because it
beating.
was, I mean, he took a right turn into that wall at 180 miles an hour and didn't even know it was coming because it was behind him. It's not like he hit somebody head on. I mean, when you get hit from behind and spin that way, that's you don't know what's coming. It's scary. But the fact that, he got out of the car and then he did the interview afterwards out of the infield care center is impressive. So good for him. I'm happy that he's okay. Because even when I saw the wreck, I mean, we were watching at the bar and I was like, oh shit, like that's bad. I was like that, and they kept showing it, and then they like kind of cut away, and a lot of people were talking about Fox's coverage, which was terrible. It was not good. I mean, we need to know if he was all right, and they just kind of stopped, like just let it go. So a little disappointing from them of handling, the wrecks and all that, especially the last wreck. Because I mean, all these other videos I saw, I didn't even see until the next day. I didn't even know the LaJoie flipped. They never even showed it. They never showed it. So, yeah, end of the race though. McDowell and Keselowski get a huge run. They were running right next to Reddick. They finally get a big run. Brad goes topside because he cleared Reddick. McDowell's blocking coming down the front stretch, and McDowell just lost control. I mean, he had to do it. Neither guy is going to be mad at each other. He had to do it. Brad's trying to pass him. He has a huge run. McDowell loses it. And Brad never hit him until he got loose. McDowell gets loose, coming back up, gets spun. Brad goes through him. And I thought, oh, that's it. And then I just see Reddick coming. And I'm like, Brad ain't holding that off because Talladega has that longer, the start finish lines further. If it was Daytona, Keselowski would have won that race. Talladega, Reddick takes it. Jordan was there, hanging out with his kid and all that. I thought that was cool. He was all excited, all pumped up. But it was a hell of a race. Hell of a last lap. Really good race. Just happy Erik Jones is okay. That's the important part because he took a fucking wallop. And Corey LaJoie, who ended up on he flipped on top of another car for the race too. So good that everyone's all right. But for us this week, Dub and Gray both had old Ricky Spinhouse, who finished fourth. He didn't wreck. Yay, Ricky. Cody, I just picked Todd Gilliland because I was like, who's
What a
Alabama? And of
fucking
course he
idiot.
finishes eighth. I got an 18 out of LaJoie, who had a good run going if he didn't get caught up in that last mess. And Parrott got a 30, or I'm sorry, Jeremy had a 35 with Erik Jones, who he picked, and Parrott a 38 with Christopher Bell. So your update standings. Jeremy's still leading the way, 9.3 average, but we're coming to get him. Gray with a 10.8, myself 11.3, Dub 14.1, Parrott 17.8, and Cody 18.1. So you're still beating Cody Parrott. That's good.
Can't wait to make picks for him.
Yeah. So this week we're going to Dover. Monster Mile, concrete track, should be a good race. The leader, Jeremy, went with Joey Logano this week. Gray, where are you going?
All right, I'm gonna go with another guy that races pretty well here, and in the last three races, he's actually won here. So he's won here, and he has one top 10. So I gotta hope that he gets in the top 10. So Martin Truex Jr.
Oh, Marty. I'm going with somebody kind of surprising. I didn't realize finished as well as he has here. The last 2 years, he's been top three.
Ross, yep.
Ross Chastain, have not realized how good he's raced at Dover. And it's funny because when he raced with Chip Ganassi, he was running like 15th in that range, 12th to 15th. When he switched over to Trackhouse, he's finished like second and third.
Yep.
So let's hope he keeps that going. And Ross gets me a, I think he's about due for a dub this year in Dover. So we'll go Ross this
Yay,
week.
fucking Miami Heat. Fuck.
Yeah, we'll get to that here in a second. Who is Dover? Who just reeks Dover to Cody?
Well, I was gonna say Dover Denny, but he already took Denny.
Dover Dylan,
Dover,
he's taken both of them, so
Dover Gibbs, Dover Ty, Dover
that's
Ty,
fun.
Ty Gibbs.
Right. Ty Gibbs for Cody and Parrott.
Oh, Parrott took Ty Gibbs too. Nice.
And Dub will have his pick in. We know he will. So,
He's already taken both douches, so he can't go there, right? Has he taken
yep.
both? Yeah.
Yep. Oh, no.
Oh,
He
he hasn't taken Kyle
hasn't
Busch
taken
yet.
Kyle yet. He hasn't taken his favorite yet. But I'm sure he will here in a little bit. But yeah, interesting little stretch here at NASCAR with mile and a half tracks over the next 4 or 5 weeks, including the All-Star race coming up. So should be a good little run here in NASCAR.
So we were off a couple of weeks. We need to talk about UFC 300.
Yeah. I mean, not it was good. It was a good card. I don't think the most surprising, Zhang Weili dominated, Pereira knocked out Hill. I mean, that was a little surprising, but not really. Holloway and Gaethje though, fucking awesome.
Right?
Absolutely awesome. I mean, that was so cool. They go to stand toe to toe in the middle with 10 seconds left, just start swinging, and Holloway just knocks him out cold with 1 second left. I mean, just one of the coolest things you can ever see. I mean, I was amped because I did get to watch a little bit after the wedding, actually. So my lovely bride
I could tell you
watched.
I did not.
Well, we know you didn't. You went
I was
99.
like, I'm gonna watch UFC. Woke up, I'm like, oh shit, it's over. I look at my phone, I'm like, damn, Pereira knocked him out in the first round. Fuck.
Yeah, I did not. I didn't make it to Pereira. My eyes closed before. I mean, from my understanding, that fight didn't even finish till like fucking 2 a.m.
Yeah,
So I know why.
exactly.
I fell asleep sometime in the Zhang Weili fight. I don't even know when. She was up 3 rounds, nothing. I might have fell asleep in round four, maybe. But yeah, it was a good card. It was a very good card. Lived up to the hype, I think for sure. Was very.
Damn, the gate was 16.5 million.
Yeah. I
What a fucking gate.
was very impressed with what they did. So happy with. Oh, why? I was like, why the hell's AEW on? I went to go turn on hockey and I'm on TBS.
Well, before we get into the other sports, so Jeremy did send in trivia. Do we
Okay.
have trivia standings?
Yeah, hold on. Let me pull that up really fast. Trivia 424 24. All right, updated standings. We have Gray at 43 and a half, Cody at 8, myself at 26 and a half, Dub at 6, and Parrot at 15.
All right. So, what quarterback in the last 2 years has lost 16 fumbles, seven more than any other quarterback?
In the last how many years? 2 years.
I'm like lost 16 fumbles.
Yeah.
Oh, and he gave a hint. He was a first round pick. Well, that gets rid of Brock Purdy.
Right. I got mine in. First one that came to my head, so I'm just going off my gut here.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. 3, 2, 1, and go. Fields, Josh Allen, Russell Wilson.
Russ wasn't quite a first round pick. Sorry,
No, I wasn't sure.
Parrot. The answer is Trevor Lawrence. In the last two seasons, Justin Fields had fumbled the most times, 26. Ah, damn it. But Fields only lost six fumbles. Lawrence has fumbled 24 times and lost 16 of them. 10 more than Fields and 7 more than Josh Allen and Desmond Ritter.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I mean, it had to be a running-esque quarterback, but Lawrence is a little surprising. Interesting.
Oh, they got cheddar and sour cream flaming hot. Damn. Gotta give me some of those.
Make flaming hot everything, don't they?
Fucking love it. It's a good, that's a, that was a good question, Jeremy.
Was a very good question. I like that. Only this today? Does he have a wrestling one?
What's that?
Does he have a wrestling one, or is that the only one?
That was it. But speaking of wrestling, so we had already talked about WrestleMania nights one and night two. So getting into AEW this past week, 10 matches, Bear ran the fucking gauntlet. All 10.
I think the last 3 years I've had at least one AEW pay-per-view where I've gotten them all right.
Right. Unreal. I got one last year, but we'll just go into this real quick. So winners take all.
That's my booking mind right there.
I know, because it's easy to pick. So winners take all for the AEW World Trios Championship and the Ring of Honor World Six-Man Tag Team Championship. The Acclaimed, who are your champions, fought the Blackpool or the Bullet Club Gold, Jay White and the Guns, which is Austin Gunn and Colton Gunn. Almost said Blackpool Combat Club. The Bullet Club Gold, Jay White and the Guns, won the titles.
Yeah, no surprise there. I did not catch this one. I turned it on after this match, so didn't get to see it, so I can't say anything about the match.
And then the next one, Adam Copeland, Eddie Kingston, and Mark Briscoe versus the House of Black in a trios match, and the House of Black won. More than half of us had the Team Edge, and we did not get it.
Yeah, they're gonna push that story more. Malakai won by blowing black mist in Edge's face, beating him that way after interference. So that storyline will just continue with Edge and Malakai, which I think is pretty good. I think that's solid.
Yeah, for like 3 weeks, and then Tony Khan will bury it.
He'll do too much coke and forget about it.
Right. Next match, Hook, your FTW rules match for the FTW Championship. Hook fought Jericho, and he lost the title to Jericho. Bear and
Yeah.
Dub are the only two that got that right.
Not a bad match, actually. Definitely played it up. It feels like Taz is going to get involved here, so maybe he comes back and fights Jericho, or they do a handicap, something like that, because he kind of is involving Taz in it. But yeah, Jericho ended up hitting him with a baseball bat, told him he didn't want to do it, and did it, and ended up winning the FTW title. So yeah, old Jericho just getting 18 million belts.
And then Roderick Strong versus Kyle O'Reilly for the International Championship. This is all championships. They have like 35 of them.
Yeah.
Roderick Strong retained against Kyle O'Reilly. And then for the AEW TBS Championship House Rules match, Julia Hart, your champion, fought Willow Nightingale, and Willow came out the winner.
Nothing
So,
exciting in either of those matches.
yep. Kazuchika Okada versus Pac in a singles match for the Continental Championship. Heard it was a pretty decent match.
It is. Pac put on a great performance. I mean, Okada always does, so that's what I'm saying. Pac put on a really good performance. Okada, I didn't realize how good of a heel he was.
Dude,
He's
he's
a really
great.
good heel, man. I
He's
enjoyed
fucking
that.
great.
I like Pac as a heel, but I like him as a face in this scenario, but Okada plays a great heel. I enjoyed this match. Definitely the second best match on the card, no doubt. No doubt.
What was the best?
Oh, Ospreay and Danielson, for sure.
Yeah,
Yeah.
we're gonna get there. The next match, Young Bucks versus FTR in a tournament final ladder match for the vacant AEW Tag Team Championships, and your EVPs put themselves as champs again.
Jack Perry came back actually and interfered, knocked Cash off the ladder in a mask. Security comes and gets them, all that good stuff. Cameras right on him. They reveal the mask and he has this awesome smile. Good story. I liked it. But yeah, I mean, it's the Bucks getting the titles again. I see why they did it, but it's the Bucks getting the fucking titles again. Same shit, different day. Rinse, wash, repeat.
And then for the AEW Women's World Championship, Toni Storm, your champ, beat Thunder Rosa.
I enjoy Tony as a heel. I like what she does. But God, I just the matches are so boring. Like I almost fell asleep during this match. It was so fucking boring. And the only reason why I didn't is because I knew Ospreay and Danielson was next. See, I willed myself to stay awake. So yeah, it was brutal.
And as you said, Will Ospreay and Brian Danielson, and banger of a match. And I think our
Yeah.
dude, Dave Meltzer, gave it 19 stars.
Him and Alvarez said it was the greatest match ever in North America, which is way far-fetched. It was a great match, don't get me wrong. I mean, it was smooth. Exactly what you would expect from two of the best wrestlers in the world, as they should do that. I enjoyed it. Danielson, like I said, I thought he hurt his shoulder. I mean, a lot of people were saying that it was storyline. He's a great seller, but I mean, his hand was all fucked up. I watched the replay a couple times and it didn't look like he landed on his shoulder. So it could be story, but nonetheless, it was great. I enjoyed the match. And yeah, I mean, if I had to give it a Meltzer rating, I'd give it 4.5 stars for sure. I wouldn't give it five, but it was a very good match. Very good match.
And then your main event of the evening, the AEW World Championship. Swerve finally got his rub and beat Samoa Joe.
I
And
picked him the last, I can't tell you, three or four times he's been in a title fight. I wasn't going away from it now.
right. And all of us picked him butt up. So Swerve gets the title. So we'll see how long it takes for MJF to come back.
Yeah, I think that would make for a great story too when he does. I really do. I think that would make for an awesome match or awesome story heading into, I mean, it can't be in a double or nothing because that's next month. But maybe heading into Wembley or some shit like that. But yeah, it was a good match. Nothing special. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good, and I'm happy Strickland won the title because I think he deserves
Damn.
Okay, I guess they didn't, but that's all right.
And your updated standings tightened up.
Yeah.
Gray, myself 39, Peapod 38, Jeremy and Bear 37, Dub 36, Parrot 30, and Cody 16.
He actually got his picks in. I was impressed.
You can't believe you actually put them in.
Playoffs?
The and before we get to all the playoffs.
Playoffs?
Yeah, play. I just hope we can win a game. There a lot of different things have happened over the past couple of weeks when we had our sabbatical and played Fortnite instead, because Bear won't play Fortnite, at least not yet. The few things happened. So I saw this cool picture, Villanova and the Knicks 7 years later, and up 2-0 in the playoffs. Three of those guys from Villanova that are on the Knicks.
Brunson, Hart, and Dante.
Yep. Thought that was pretty good. Let's see here. I'm just going through all my screenshotted stuff that's weather, everything. this was good. You'll appreciate this. Reminder, the Buffalo Bills barely lost a game in 1970 by missing on a bad pass for a touchdown. The loss allowed them to get the first pick in the draft, where they took O.J. Simpson. OJ lived in Buffalo, where he met his wife Nicole and then allegedly killed her. He then hired Robert Kardashian to be his lawyer. They won the case, making the Kardashians somewhat famous. Then Kim drops the sex tape and becomes famous. So basically, the 1970 Buffalo Bills are the reason we have to deal with the Kardashians today. Because if they would have won that one game, they wouldn't have had the pick they took OJ with. So he would have never met Nicole. Thus, he would never had the chance to kill her, preventing the entire Kardashian family from ever being even a sliver of a subject in modern culture. Damn you, Buffalo Bills. Damn you.
People have way too much time on their hands. Way too much time on their hands. Jesus.
I thought this was good. You'll appreciate this, Parrot. Well, more Bear than Parrot, but delete these. So, in just 2 years of being a GM, this is what Brad Stevens of the Boston Celtics has done. Went from coach to GM, obviously. Traded Kemba Walker to get back Al Horford. Hired Ime Udoka, great coach, signed Luke Kmet on a minimum, traded Langford for Derek White, hired Joe Mazzulla, amazing coach, traded Smart for Porzingis and two firsts, re-signed Porzingis at a pay cut, selected Jordan Walsh, re-signed Jaylen Brown, traded Brogdon for Drew Holiday, traded a second for Xavier Tillman, and re-signed Drew Holiday at a pay cut.
Whew.
In 2 years, that's what he's done.
All to lose to the Heat in the first round.
Don't fucking say it.
Well, my prediction of the Knicks beating the Celtics in the first round, unfortunately, can't happen. So here we are.
Oh, God, I hope not. That would be awful. I would cry a river.
I mean, come on. They're going to split Miami at least.
You would think.
At least.
We hope. We certainly hope. All right. Yeah, that's what I got on that. What's going on in all the other sports, Bear?
Whew. All right. So first off, let me start with we're going to refresh our NHL and NBA picks again from this year since we are in the playoffs.
Playoffs.
So I have the Avalanche over the Hurricanes. Dub has Vegas over the Wings. It's red. Cody has the Avalanche over the Maple Leafs. Parrot has the Avalanche over the Hurricanes. Gray has the Oilers over the Hurricanes. Nick had the Wings over Vegas. That's red. So the Wings are out. Everyone else has playoff teams in. As of right now, because the Boston is going to win. They just went up 4-2. So they're going to be up 2-1 on the Maple Leafs. We have the Hurricanes up 2-0. By the way, I don't know if you saw that against the Islanders. They were down 3-1 with 5 minutes to go. Ended up scoring three goals. Well, they scored two goals in 12 seconds, three goals in a minute and 10 to end up stealing the win. And going to New York up 2-0, should have been 1-1. So 2-0 there. Vegas is up 1-0 on Dallas in the West. Edmonton is up on LA 1-0. The Predators last night tied the series. So they are 1-1. Colorado tied the series. So they're 1-1 with Winnipeg. And your Florida Panthers are 2-0. Also the Rangers up 2-0 on the Caps, excuse me. So that is your quick playoff standings for hockey. For the NBA, the Cavs are up 2-0 on Orlando, going to Orlando tonight when you listen. We just talked about Boston. They just lost to Miami, so that series is 1-1 now going to Miami. The Knicks are up 2-0 on the 76ers, which the other night was crazy. They end up scoring 8 points in the last, 38 seconds to steal that game.
Right.
The Bucks and Pacers are tied at 1. We have in the West, Oklahoma City up 1-0 on the Pelicans. They're playing right now as we speak. The Nuggets up 2-0 on the Lakers with a game-winning shot in game two. In game two. The Timberwolves up on the Suns 2-0 and have dominated both games, by the way. Just have dominated them. And the Clippers and Mavericks are tied 1-1 with the Clippers dominating the first game and the Mavs winning a close game 96-93. So good start for the playoffs. Really, you know, a lot of good games, which is fun. A lot of defensive games. I always forget playoff basketball is how it should be all the time. You know, it's just so well officiated for the most part. Some people get mad about it, but I think it's well officiated, and just, you get to watch some hard-nosed basketball. I mean, that's what it's all about. That's the fun part. I mean, that's what we like to watch. So I'm happy that they get to play that way. And excited as the playoffs go on. And then your quick MLB standings as of right now. Do you know the two teams tied with the most wins in Major League Baseball right now? Won't be for long, but can you name them?
Let's see. What league are they in?
Both are in the AL.
The Guardians?
Yep.
And the Yankees.
That's right. And I lied. I said they won't be, but they already have the Yankees win on the board. So both teams have 17 wins. Yankees are 17-8. Cleveland is 17-7. With the Yankees winning today and Cleveland losing today. Baltimore 16-8, right behind. The AL East is everyone's is 500 or better. The Red Sox are 14-11. Toronto's 13-11, and Tampa's 13-13. In the Central, Cleveland 17-7. You got the Royals 14-10. The Tigers 14-11, and the Twins and 9-13. The White Sox, God, they are terrible. They are 3-20. They are a bad baseball team. And in the West,
Wait, who's 3-20?
the Chicago White Sox, they're bad.
Oof.
I think they've been shut out 8 times in 23 games. Pretty bad. In the West, you have the Mariners at 12-11 leading. The Rangers 12-12. A little surprising. The Rangers, your defending champions, are starting a little slow. The Angels are 10-15. Athletics 9-16. And I think the most surprising out of everything, the Astros 7-17. Yeah, bad. 4 more wins than the White Sox. In the NL East, the Braves are 16-6, Phillies 15-10, Mets 13-11, Washington Nationals 10-13, Marlins 6-19. In the Central, the Brewers are 15-8, Cubs 14-9, Reds 14-10, Pirates 13-12, Cardinals 11-14. The Reds, though, I think are about to add another win if they already haven't, because they were up on Philly. And then in the West, the Dodgers 15-11, Padres 13-13, Diamondbacks 12-14, Giants 12-14, and the Rockies 6-18. So there is your quick MLB preview, but should be interesting. I have a buddy who actually has the Orioles for most wins in April. So he's one back right now in a tight little race, which will pay, I think, pays 40-1 or something. So solid bet if the O's can get the most wins in April.
That'd be good. I know my Dustin Johnson Masters bet didn't pay off, but I bet 100 on that, and he sucked.
Yeah, he was terrible.
And then, but I had old Willie Z on a $30 bet to finish in the top 10. That worked out for me.
Yeah, hell
So
yeah.
I still made some money. Parrot, the what's I know T. Higgins wants traded. Now your boy Trey Hendrickson wants traded too. How you feeling about that? You're on mute.
Just wants more money. I don't know. Probably gonna get traded because they won't pay him because that's what they do. They're cheap.
He got a 1 year contract extension worth $21 million, though. That's a big fucking payday.
He wants a long-term contract.
That's what he wants.
Yeah.
He had
And
17 and a half sacks last year.
dude, he's a really good player. I mean,
He was
there's
only behind one guy.
no doubt about that. But he wants a long-term contract and he's probably not going to get it there.
Which sucks.
It does, because that's not a good one to lose because he's a hell of a player, like I said, but he's fun to
Yeah,
watch.
but if
but
you
you
can,
remember,
if you can do something, this is the time to do it. Trade for draft picks.
but you remember what I said, Parrot, 2 years ago, that this was going to happen, that they're going to have to pay people because they're good, and
Yeah, they
some
just got
guys are
to.
going to have to go. And you
Yeah,
know,
they're going.
Burrow's not one of them. Jamar Chase isn't one of them. Those guys ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, they just got to draft, continue to draft well. They've drafted well the last
Yeah, they have done really
couple
well.
years. I mean, they just got to keep drafting well and keep, young guys in there. They got the quarterback that can lead them if he can stay healthy, It's just keep him healthy and you got to keep drafting well. You're not going to be able to keep every single person forever. So, I mean, it is what it is. Just got to see what they do in the draft this weekend and
Oh shit, that's this weekend, isn't it? Fuck.
hopefully
Tonight,
that.
when people are listening, right? Is it Thursday still, first round?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Damn, I'll be driving, I think. So all I care is I you think the Cowboys are going running back round one?
Nah, they'll take an offensive lineman, and they should.
Round two.
Oh, big shock. Jack Perry just hit Tony Khan.
Oh God. Here we go.
Oh, here come the Bucks now. and Okada. Knew that was coming. I think Dallas will probably maybe round two, maybe round three. I could see them getting I don't know. I think they could wait to get Blake Corum. Sounds like they want to re-sign Zeke, maybe.
Yeah, I heard that. Might try to get old Zeke reunion at a nice discount. Be a good signing.
They're all beating up Tony Khan. This is embarrassing.
They're all beating up Tony Khan.
Yeah. The EVPs.
So stupid.
Yeah, I didn't hear exactly what happened, but whatever. Just dumb as shit. I think and I hope they'll go offensive lineman first, though, because that's what they need. They really do. They need to solidify that. And then they can go ahead and, get some running backs, maybe get a wide receiver. Something along those lines is what they'll need. Do you assume Caleb Williams is going one?
Yes.
Who do you think goes two?
Jaden.
Over May?
Yeah. I think May's destined for the Patriots.
A lot of people are saying McCarthy to the Patriots.
I could see that too. Don't get me wrong. But I haven't seen – he didn't even do the combine, did he?
He did. No, I think he just did a pro day.
His pro day. Yeah. And apparently he's put on like 25 pounds and fucking slinging.
That's probably what he needs to do.
Yeah. And you know what? I whatever. Caleb, I just think that, Penix and Jaden are the two best quarterbacks in there. But what do I know? Like I'm just mm-hmm. I'm an armchair fucking quarterback podcast guy.
Yeah, I think someone's going to get a good quarterback in Penix late. And it'll probably be someone who's already good. Gets a right. Honestly, I could see the Chiefs take him late, man, and just have that backup for Mahomes. Mahomes ain't getting any younger.
Nope.
He ain't getting any younger.
Can't be Superman forever.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they end up doing that. But
how many more years does Mr. Swift play?
Two max.
Two or three.
I was gonna go with two. He's his future wife's album just came out and broke every fucking record you could think of. And she had a couple songs to him for him on there. Pretty good. It's like, damn, she's talking crazy about him.
I'll trust you.
Yeah, no, the like one of the songs, it's what is this? So this is high school or something like that. And like part of her chorus is, "So are you gonna marry, kiss, or kill me?" And I was like, hey, somebody, a reporter asked him that with like Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, and somebody else way back in the day. And like Taylor was the kiss me one, he said. And then she said, "Are you going to marry, kiss, or kill me?" All this shit. And then she said, I can bet on all three for us too. I'm like, she's fucking deep in Travis because she doesn't sing about that shit like that. I'm like, that's a big one right there.
Till they break up and her next album is
fuck you, Travis.
Yeah. Till she's gotta get it.
I lost my tight end.
Yeah, she needs she'll need new material, so that's what she'll have to do.
Oh man.
I had to text Cody and Tom. He's gonna love Dynamite's ending tonight. I hope he watches it later, just so he gets mad about it.
Them beating him up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know he'll shit on it. But yeah. Draft should be in Detroit too. Failed to mention it is in Detroit, close to home. None of us will be there, but
hopefully I'll be further away.
Yeah. Hopefully, hopefully it goes well. A lot of people ask, "Oh, are you going this and that?" I'm like, My thing is, I'm not a fan of, I'm not a fan of going. Like, I went to Cleveland. It was fun, whatever. It was a good time, but it's just not that exciting. I mean, it's cool when you're there, but it just, I don't know. It wasn't, I think I'd have to be like in a, I have to be close or in an experience or something to go back and do it again. Just being in the normal free crowd. It's just kind of lame. So, but I hope everybody has fun. There's a lot to do. So, hope it's a good time there and hope we get some good draft picks out of
The yeah, it's I'm looking forward to it. Do you got Caleb at one?
Yeah, I think that's set. It was set once they traded Fields. If Fields was still on the team, I don't think they would have. But once they traded Fields, that was set. Caleb won. I think Jaden too. I think Washington should take May, but what do I know? I've seen this before. You know who Daniels reminds me of? Not Fields. Jaden Daniels reminds me of RG3.
Jamarcus? Oh, RG3, yeah.
And putting him in Washington on that shit field,
Gonna get hurt.
I hope I'm wrong. I think he's a great talent, but
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a mistake. So, but yeah, you'll go there. I think May will go, and then I think that's when you'll start getting some other. You'll start getting the position players out there, right? Marvin Harrison, Rome Odunze, Joe Alt. Those guys will come right after that. So, yeah, I think it should be a good draft. I think there'll be a couple surprises. I bet you're going to see a couple trades.
Yeah, I could see the Patriots trading back too.
Yeah, maybe if they want JJ, they could trade back a little bit, get someone else in there who wants a Drake May or maybe wants a wide receiver. Who knows? Maybe someone's going to trade up for that.
Do you think Marvin still goes to the Cardinals?
Yeah, I think he'll go there because they're three, right?
Four.
Four. Yeah, I think he'll go there at four.
Think they're four. Pretty sure they're four. Because you got. Dude, you got some it's fucking stacked. This year could break the record for most offensive players taken in the first round. A lot of receivers, Marvin Harrison, Rome Odunze, like that kid from
Blake Neighbors
LSU. Yeah, him.
will go too.
The fucking dude, it's stacked with quarterbacks. Like, it's wild. And
I mean,
we're gonna
your top 10 could easily
the
be.
Titans might be able to steal Joe Alt. Like, that's what's wild.
Well, I think they will. I
Yeah.
mean, I think you're going to go quarterback, 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 receiver, maybe quarterback again. I mean, who knows? It's a little out there. I still personally think someone would be reaching big time for McCarthy, but I guess you're drafting on potential. I mean, because his talent is third, fourth round talent of what he has, right? His potential, I think, is first round, no doubt. But I mean, you're talking about a guy who averaged 130 passing yards in the last six games, with like a touchdown a game. So, and I get that they ran the ball a lot, but dude. In the NFL, it don't work that way. You got to make plays and do that. You're not going to go to a if you're going to be a top 10 pick, you're not going to a good team. You're going to have to make plays. So, but I could be wrong. I could be wrong about
We're gonna see.
it.
It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out, and we got some time, I know. And then right around the corner, we'll be talking about it's fantasy football time.
Oh God, I just let's enjoy the summer, please.
Dude, I'll be working all summer. The but
I'll
I
be
already know my keeper
summer.
for that money league.
I don't know my I am away. I have distanced myself from football, college, everything until August.
Yeah, just know, I'll tell you now, I'm taking Isaiah Likely as my keeper because he was a waiver pickup.
That's likely a good pick.
Yep. Well, maybe. Garrett Wilson I thought would be a good one too until Aaron Rodgers fucking fell over.
After 2 minutes.
Yeah, four plays, done. I'm like, well, there's my season. And I was like, that's fucking neat. And but yeah, I mean, I got a pretty decent first round pick this year, and then I got a couple of seconds, so I'm in good shape. Thanks, Joe Mixon.
Oh, Mixie.
Who's now, who did he sign with?
Houston? No. Was it Houston? I think he's Houston, right?
Think it's Houston.
Get off mute, Parrot. Where'd he go?
Yeah, it was Houston. Sorry.
Yeah, because they who else did they pay? Who else did they sign?
They traded for Stephon Diggs.
That's what it was. Diggs. I'm
Yeah.
like, fuck, you're literally giving them fucking talent. I mean, Mixon, I know he's older, but he's a good back.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That's what you need.
It's
That's
good
what
for
CJ,
Stroud,
that's
man.
what Stroud needs. He needs that veteran presence around him. It's only going to make Houston better
Dude,
every year.
I mean, we knew he was good. I didn't think he'd be this good already.
Yeah. I mean, and you just gave him two great offensive pieces too.
Yeah,
So
fucking. And who's Josh Allen gonna throw to?
Gabe Davis ain't there anymore, I don't think.
No, he's gone.
Yeah. Because he went to Jacksonville, I think, didn't he?
Yeah, correct.
So,
He's got the two tight ends.
yeah, he can throw Dawson Knox for 6 yards. He can run the ball 100 times.
He could. Because who's the other one? Dawson Knox and Kincaid, right? Dalton Kincaid.
Yeah, Kincaid's the one that they drafted.
And he's a solid guy, but I mean, you can't. Here's their current wide receivers: Khalil Shakir,
Ooh.
Curtis Samuel, Matt Collins.
Yikes. I mean, I'm sure they'll get some people in free agency. My guess is they'll probably end up signing, I'm sorry, drafting, not signing, excuse me. They'll probably end up drafting somebody as well. So.
Hey man, well, the Emeka Udoka, he came, or not Emeka Udoka, Jesus Christ. The Ohio State receiver.
Mecca
Thank you. Thinking Ime Udoka. No, Emeka Udoka, he went back for a senior year, right?
Abuka. Yeah.
The Buckeyes team, it's win it or bust this year.
Gonna have to. They're not gonna have a choice. You gotta do something. Or it might be running day's job.
Yeah, probably. So you think the Bills draft a quarterback potentially, or not a
Wide
quarterback, a
receiver.
wide receiver?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so let's see. They took Dalton Kincaid last year. Because I thought they were going to take Quentin Johnston. Mel Kiper had him taking Jordan Addison. They probably should have.
Yeah, he's pretty good this year.
He was solid. Mel Kiper had him taking Josh Rosen in 18. Everybody else had him taking Josh Allen.
Yeah, shocking. Mel Kiper doesn't get stuff right. I can't believe it.
No way.
I can't believe it.
I don't believe what I just saw.
What do they draft? They draft 28th too. So
Well,
interesting.
I was gonna ask you as I'm thinking about, how's Bird Dog doing?
Oh, he's doing great. He's down in Talladega this week doing an audit. So thanks, Bird Dog. Appreciate it, buddy.
Bird Dog.
Yeah. He's running. He was asking earlier. He called me earlier today. He's like, "You on the podcast?" I said, "No." I said, "We're doing a little bit later." He's like, "Oh, all right." I just was talking about the audit today. So he's doing good. He's definitely going to listen to this episode driving home. He said that I told him because he asked about, or he said he listened to the Fortnite one. He knows nothing about Fortnite, so he was very confused, but he listened to it, so that's good.
Yeah, hopefully you enjoyed my kid.
Yes, he did. He did. He was very entertained by Grayson. He definitely was.
Grayson, I know, dude. I tried to get rid of as much dead air as I could because there was a lot of dead air, and I spent at least 20 minutes getting rid of dead air because the episode was like 47 minutes. I think it got down to like 35. Yeah, because I mean, when you're playing and you're hyper focused, it's hard to
Talking, yeah.
talk and think and do it. And like, you know, at the end, we started like, let's go over here, up here, down here, 116. Like, you know, you hear all this shit. and it's good. But no, it was a good one, and we enjoyed it, and Grayson had fun, and that's all that matters. Made his debut, and now he wants to make his debut on the show scene with me at concerts. I said, you got a few more years.
Yeah,
You cannot be out there yet.
no, you gotta go a little bit longer for that.
I know we got to get Bear out of retirement. Bear hasn't sold a t-shirt in like 13 years.
Yep, I have not. It'll, like I said, it'll happen. It's gotta be the right one when I got a little bit of time.
Yeah, I can't.
That'll definitely happen though.
September's going to be a fun one. I can't talk about it yet live on the air, but I'll make some conversation about it after.
Nice. All right. I like that.
We got what UFC now, right?
Yeah, they were off this last week.
Perfect, just like us.
That's right. So UFC this week in the Apex, just a fight night. Very interesting because a lot of people on this card that I really don't know. So should be an interesting card this week. I'm not gonna lie, I don't remember who was left or right the last time, so we'll let Parrot decide who goes left and right.
Bear goes left.
Damn
Okay.
I was really excited for this first fight. I was hoping to go right.
Ha.
Lightweight bout, +170 dog from Mexico, Gabriel Benitez.
And from China, -218 favorite machete.
I was gonna say machete.
I was going that way.
You have a
Holy
women's
shit. Our most
what?
listened to episode in the last several months is fucking Fortnite.
Nice.
Oh my God.
You must post it. People probably like Fortnite, man. They want in.
Well, I don't know if it's that or people knew Grayson was on, and that was probably the biggest thing. Like, Grayson's our biggest draw.
It may be. You may have to get
Damn,
him on
kid.
more.
I know.
He's gonna
Pod
have to
plays
shut up.
Fortnite 5 coming to you next week. No, we got a break from that.
He's gonna need to play, he's gonna need to start studying some sports, help us out.
And he didn't give a shit about sports.
He gonna have to
I'm not
if
sure if
he's
he's mine.
drawing if he's drawing ratings.
I'm not sure if he's mine, but Keaton, we'll get him on the show soon.
Oh yeah, he'll be the one.
Yeah,
Well,
but
he's gonna
all he can
say.
say right now is like, "Mommy, Daddy, Oompa Loompa." That's because he watches Wonka, the new one. Really good, by the way. Timothée Chalamet did a great job, and Hugh Grant as the Oompa Loompa was fantastic. Whole cast was great. Movie was good. Music was great, and he watches it at least twice a day.
Jeez, nice.
He just go to the TV. Oompa! I'm like, all right, we're on
Like,
it.
oh, calm down. Don't yell at me. Calm the fuck down.
Right.
All right. Sidebar. Women's flyweight bout, -520, big favorite from Croatia, Ivana Petrovic.
And from China, +399 Lang.
Your lightweight bout from Peru, James Lelantop. That's double L, boys.
And from, yeah, it is. James, I like it, Lon Top. From the United States, Chris, I am a silhouette Padilla.
And a women's strawweight bout from the United States, +275 underdog, Marnik Mann.
And -345 favorite from Brazil, the sister of Kaiser, Ketlen
Your heavyweight bout from the United States, +105, slight dog, Dontell Mays.
Soze. It's a scary motherfucker. From Brazil, -125 favorite, Chao Machado.
Your lightweight bout from the United States, +130 dog, Austin Hubbard.
And from Poland, Michael Figlak.
And a bantamweight bout to close out the prelims from Brazil, +390 dog, Ronnie Yaya.
And from the United States, -500, Victor Jack Perry Henry.
That's exactly what I saw there. And for your main card, welterweight bout, +250 dog from the United States, Tim Means.
-310 favorite from Serbia, Juras Medic.
A featherweight bout from the United States, Jonathan Pierce.
From Uganda, David Barack Onama.
Heavyweight bout from the United States, Austin Lane.
From Brazil, silhouette again, Janata Deniz.
Women's flyweight bout, +130 dog number, 12th ranked women's flyweight in the world from Brazil, Ariana, I'm not Grande, Lipsky.
From Brazil, -155, favorite number 13, Karine Silva.
A light heavyweight bout, your co-main event of the evening, -205 favorite, the number 11th ranked light heavyweight from the United States, Ryan Spann.
+170 dog from Uzbekistan, Bogdan Guskov.
And your main event of the evening, -175 favorite, flyweight, number 5th ranked flyweight from Brazil, Matheus Nicolau.
And +145 dog from the United States, number 8 flyweight, it's time for Alex Perez.
Boom. Interesting little card here. Actually, I don't know a lot of these fighters, so we'll see if I can watch some and do a little bit of research. Research, pal.
Oh, man. Parrot, what do you got?
What's that? I'm looking at seats right now.
Seats?
Yeah.
Oh, for the truck. The Parrot's going to soup up the truck. You got to find, you got to tell me how much what do we need on that? You told me already.
Oh, the drop hitch?
No, yeah, we need that. You got to get one of those. But, because I need one for mine. But, what did you say we needed? Where it's rusted?
Oh, the rocker panels.
Rocker panels. Yeah, we got to get those.
I found, so we can get a nice full set of seats, right? The front, the two front ones, and then the rear bench, $500. Pristine.
I bet you Denny could find them cheaper.
Probably. I'm just searching on Marketplace.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know you are.
I don't have the connections Denny does.
Denny's the man. I can't wait to take him this truck and be like, hey, you need to soup this up.
He's going to be like, fuck you.
Now, these have, like, you can get these for like $500, and I'm sure Denny can get them cheaper. Slip-on rocker panels.
Interesting.
Rocker panel. You should get that, Parrot. Slip-on rockers.
You want to weld them in, or it's just going to keep rusting out further.
Not if they're fucking plastic.
Makes
hard plastic. If it's hard plastic, dude, everything's fucking hard plastic. That's the way to go on everything at these days. But we'll see. We'll have old Denny take a look. Go, Denny. Yeah, look, dude, you can buy these rocker panels on Amazon. Cheap as shit. $250. Four-piece set. Black.
Boom.
Perfect.
But we need Denny to, like, just make that not look like a hole. Swelled a piece of metal there, Denny. Thank you. But I think that's all we got. I don't have anything else. Parrot, you got anything?
No, I think that's it for me this week.
Yeah, Parrot, congrats on being a dad soon.
Appreciated. Thank you.
So, Bear, you good?
Yeah, we're deep in it. It's the best time of the year. NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs, baseball, golf, UFC, NASCAR, curling, whatever you're into. There's a sport on that you should be liking. So, yeah, we're deep in it. This is fun. A lot of fun. I'm back.
Thank God you're back.
Yeah, my brain's feeling refreshed, so we're definitely gonna need Jeopardy in a couple weeks.
We got to do it on an off week because, dude, my brain is fried. This is bought the house, fucking moved. Somebody had a wedding. I had 17 shows. I had three shows going on this past weekend. I've got one this weekend, and then we get a break, and then we got two again. And we need our. I feel bad that we need our bird, and he's gonna have a fresh infant. I told him to just bring Braxton, it'll be fine, and it'll be okay. Just bring the wife and Braxton, and they could chill in the house. I'll get Parrot his own house. I'll get him his own bird house.
Bird cage.
Would have been perfect this past week. We had a 7,600 square foot house,
Dude, it was insane. It was so cool.
The place was dope.
If you got drunk in that house, you could get lost and
Dude,
not
you get
find your way
immediately
back.
lost. We had a we, there was a fire pit out back, a pool, a hot tub. There were eight bedrooms, and then there was a game room that had a bar in it, TVs, and it had foosball, ping pong, air hockey, pool, had all that shit in it, and a ton of bedrooms. Beautiful kitchen. It had a poker room.
Oh,
Like,
I like that.
we never got to play poker, but because we were so damn busy. Derek, old my brother Derek, he made a six. What's that, Barrett? You got it
Time
back.
to show. Is it
It's all
loading?
blurry. All I know is it's blurry.
Was trying to show Bear the what I w went through to get to that house.
Oh yeah. Like, so fun story. Not really fun for Parrot though. So I call Parrot. I'm like, how far are you away from the house? He picked up Justin. He's like, I'm 35 minutes out. Now, granted, at that point, I'm an hour and a half out. I get to the house and I'm like, where's Jake? They're like, he hasn't showed up yet. I'm like, what? Like, he literally left. He was an hour ahead of me. He showed up an hour after me. And
Yeah.
the truck and trailer are just covered in mud.
Dude, it took me through the mountain roads and they had flash flooding down there.
Yeah,
So
my brother ripped his bumper off his Honda.
it's pitch fucking black and you're on these little barely one lane roads. And I come up to I'm coming down
L
one road.
literal Tokyo Drift.
I had to move a fucking tree out of the road so I could go past it. Then I turn and go down the next road, and there's a fucking tire sitting in the middle of the road. So I get out and was just gonna move the tire and keep on going, but something inside of me told me to just to walk. So I took my shoes off and walked up at like a quarter mile, and the bridge was flooded out. So I had to back the fucking truck and trailer up. Luckily, there was a little opening that was super soft. I'm like, JB, just watch me so I make sure I don't get stuck. So I did that, turned around, and then it tried taking me down this little stone mountain. I'm like, nope. So I had to back up and turn on a hill going down. It was rough. I don't get anxiety when I drive, but I was at my wit's end when I got to that house.
I don't blame you. It seems like a well.
No service, so I had to do it without the GPS, dude. It was high anxiety.
It seems like a parrot sort of road trip right there.
Yep.
Parrot sort of road
It was a good trip. Everybody made some money, so we all had a good time.
Hey, that's all that matters. Making money, that's what matters.
Yeah,
You know,
made
the
some. Worst part about it was the two-hour drive there home.
Yeah. I drove, I left. We left right after the show, and I had to drive in those fucking hills. And I was like half dead, flying around these curves. We get to a gas station. I'm like, Ben, you got to drive, man. I can't do it. And I get in the passenger seat. He's talking. I'm like,
And then
out.
I got so tired, I got off on an exit ramp and just passed out there for like an hour.
I get home. I call Jake. I'm like, hey, where are you at? You home? And he's like, nah, I'm 2 hours away. I'm like, oh, you did not make it far.
No, dude, because I like partially fell asleep on the road. I'm like, I gotta fucking stop.
Baby coming, partially falls asleep.
Oh, Jesus, you too.
Yeah, no, we gotta stop that. That's why guys, were like, oh, I thought we'd drive back after the show this weekend. I'm like, no, I got the house till Sunday. Nope.
Yep.
Only time we might drive back is from Georgia. Start driving back so Parrot can get back.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not getting married again, so you guys are good.
Yeah, this is true. But Parrot's got a baby he's got to get back to.
Well, yeah, that is important.
And a future wife, or she'll cut his nuts off.
It would be fun to watch, though, so I'm good either way.
I don't want to see Parrot's nuts.
Well, I mean,
I don't remember what it's like. Have they dropped yet?
It would be like a car crash. You just don't want to look away, but
yeah, I just wonder, like, you know, he's 8 foot tall, so does he have like 9-inch balls?
You guys.
I think Dove is on something. Byron Nelson. Yes, the golf tournament is the Byron Nelson this week.
See, hi.
I don't even think they play the Byron Nelson anymore. Do I even have that on there? Oh, okay. CJ Cup Byron. Okay. It's a CJ Cup now.
Okay. There we go. So, this is what it is. All right. Well, man, that's it for us. I'm trying to play like a game of Fortnite. So, thanks to Wes Anderson, All Wear Clothing, Kranos Quality Landscaping, Connell Barrett, DannyTransformation.com, Great Key Merch, Sparty Steve, and Paper Denim Art. And as always, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night.
Welcome back, bitches.
He's back.